Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. The live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you would like to join us in the conversation tonight, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
I'm Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And it is Sunday, of course, and I am a reverend, so if you like, you could consider this church.
This is your sermon?
This, you know, it could be.
The
could
sermon from the chair?
If you want to consider it such, yes. If you are, someone who values freedom, liberty, peaceful interactions with human beings, voluntary interactions with other human beings, you know, this could be considered your church, if you so choose.
What a wonderful religion.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, I have to admit. So, I happened upon something today, actually it was last night, as I was leaving the studio, and I actually had it from another source, but they have a paywall, so I pulled it from a different source because, well, screw those guys. This from Al
Jazeera. Pirate it. Get it for free anyway.
Yeah. This from AlJazeera.com. China has tested a new space capability with hypersonic missile. So for those of you who don't know what those, you know, words put together mean, basically China is experimenting with space missiles. Okay. Missiles from space.
Well, I mean, I hear you, and I get if you're anti-China, you might be concerned.
I'm not really anti-China.
But some people are. Uh-oh. Right? China's going to take over the world kind of a thing.
But if
there's, like, new technology for scientific advancement and you know, exploring space, then maybe it's better than the current mechanism for getting people up there.
Like, there is, you know, if you look at it from a perspective of just the technology,
sure,
and what it is doing, it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
what it can do. But at the same time, the U.S. is saying that none of their intelligence agencies had any clue that China even possessed this possibility.
Oh,
so like that, out of nowhere, China's just like, "Hey guys, check me out!" You know,
they were too busy spying on us.
Yeah, good for China, then, for pulling the wool over those eyes.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if that seems to be more of a U.S. intelligence problem than
or
Chinese
or lack of intelligence.
Right. I mean, like, okay, China's got this new technology, and we didn't know this because
because you,
we almost got the underwear bomber, guys, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's, I mean, what, you know, because your spies suck, apparently. I don't know. I don't know enough about what government does to keep tabs on other governments and what their governments do to keep tabs on other governments, et cetera, and so on. Yeah. So,
and the good thing for China is they're like, they're one of the superpowers, so they don't even have to worry about U.S. retaliation.
I just, maybe on some level, this is just a demo, and now this is the newest product coming out of China.
Could be.
You know, all the governments get like the catalog in the mail that says, you know, hey, weapons from China, right?
It's like the new Stark Industries.
Or the Alibaba.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the new Alibaba quarterly, you know, catalog comes out to the government store.
Pretty soon it'll be a consumer level for $3.99.
Just in time for Christmas.
There you go.
China has tested a new space capability with a hypersonic missile, according to Financial Times. The report on Saturday cited multiple sources familiar with the test and said Beijing launched the nuclear-capable missile in August. The missile circled the Earth at low orbit before speeding towards its target, according to the sources, demonstrating an advanced space capability that caught U.S. intelligence by surprise.
Dun, dun, dun. They were too busy focusing on, like, William Shatner going up on his little space flight.
Yeah, surprise, mofos. Like, which is cooler, China testing a nuclear space missile that circles the Earth before it's launched, or Captain Kirk, you know, actually visiting space?
I mean, if you're a nerd, Captain Kirk, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Three people briefed on the intelligence, or lack of intelligence, told Financial Times that the missile missed its target by more than 20 miles. So while it's cool that it can go around the Earth and potentially drop a nuke somewhere, you know, from a technology perspective, apparently it needs to work on its accuracy.
Well, yeah, that's pretty far off.
So does Joe Biden. I mean, as long as you're going to be blowing up brown kids and innocent people, you probably got to work on your accuracy, too. So
Just
throwing that out there. Plus, it's a first test. Like, you expect them to nail it, like pinpoint on the first
one. It's crazy that it could circle the Earth before it went towards its target.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Well, and that's the thing about this particular type of missile from what I've gleaned overnight. So that means I've read this article and probably two other ones.
Small words, Captain, small words. This is a simple audience here.
So from what I've gleaned, that's the entire point of it, is that they can launch these missiles up into space from wherever, and then it can circle the Earth for, you know, maybe more than once, and then figure out where its target is, and then come out of space and hit it. So, like, and I think this article will go into it. So they said the test showed that China had made astounding progress on hypersonic weapons and was far more advanced than U.S. officials realized. The FT sources said the hypersonic glide vehicle was carried by a Long March rocket, launches of which China usually announces, though the August test was kept under wraps. So it was a surprise launch. They're like, hey, we didn't tell you about this one.
Probably because of they would have to justify it if it went poorly, right? Like, if it went poorly, you don't make the announcement, hey, we just launched a missile into space, it circled the Earth and only missed by 20 miles.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a positive.
Yeah, like, oops.
Then it looks like, then they're on par with North Korea, who, like, we're going to shoot one at Japan, and then, like, goes 100 feet off the cliff and plops into the ocean. Like, you guys aren't doing anything.
U.S. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said he would not comment on the specifics of the report, but he added, we have made clear our concerns about the military capabilities China continues to pursue, capabilities that only increase tensions in the region and beyond. That is one reason why we hold China as our number one pacing challenge. Because, you know, they don't want competition.
I still want to know if people are still going to call the U.S. the, like, largest military power in the world now. Because it seems like China's...
Well, I think the U.S. already has this ability.
So, you think so?
Yeah. China's just catching up. Yeah, okay.
Why would you think that?
Well,
makes you think that?
I think we're smarter than they are.
I think this article tells us that.
Oh! Okay.
But I'm not sure. Let's continue.
All right, a little foreshadowing here. Let's go.
Yeah, five shadow, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Along with China, the United States, Russia, and at least five other countries are working on hypersonic technology. Whoa.
How'd you know?
It's almost as if...
Because he gleaned from over the overnight.
Yeah, I was gleaning. I'm a big gleaner. I'm going to start a gleaning business. If y'all need some gleaning done, you know, let a guy know.
All right.
Kickass gleaning.com.
Now you got to register, man.
No, I don't. Hypersonic missiles, like traditional ballistic missiles, which can deliver nuclear weapons, can fly at more than five times the speed of sound.
So you'll never hear it coming.
No, you won't. You'll hear it after it's already there.
Yep.
That's usually how that works. But ballistic missiles fly high into space and to reach their target, while hypersonic flies on a trajectory low in the atmosphere, potentially reaching a target more quickly. Crucially, a hypersonic missile is maneuverable, making it harder to track and defend against. While countries like the U.S. have developed systems designed to defend against cruise and ballistic missiles, the ability to track and take down a hypersonic space missile remains questionable.
Well, maybe for the U.S., because the Chinese people are all enjoying their math classes, right, and doing all these trajectory and calculations.
Well, I think even with that,
okay,
like with the current, like, let's just say China and the U.S. have identical missile defense systems, I think that neither of them would be able to defend against this particular type of missile.
So this is the world ender then. This is better than nukes.
But I mean, it's nuclear capable for sure. 603-283-6160. What do you think about China testing these new nuclear missiles from space? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live is the name of the show. What do we do here? Why, we're a live call-in radio talk program
with broken phones.
With we're in the process of having our crack team of technicians take care of the phone situation. We apologize to anybody who is trying to call. But in like 5 minutes or so, the phones will be back up. And the telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us in the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
And Rich.
We've been talking about this article from Al Jazeera via Financial Times, where apparently China is testing nuclear-capable space missiles, is the layman's terms for what's going on.
And I still think that sounds very hyperbolic, right? They're testing new technologies that have the capability to deliver nuclear missiles via space, right?
Yeah.
But is that the primary function of these things?
I believe so, yes.
Well, I thought you led it with, like, for space travel of some kind, like to get people from hither to yon.
Well, no. To me, the missile, would be a weapon.
Yeah, this is a weapon.
All right.
Yeah, specifically. I think we, you know, maybe we got lost in the weeds with comparing it to Captain Kirk.
Well, because I thought you said space travel initially.
No.
Okay.
No.
But it is cool that, would you say it can go 5 times the speed of sound?
Yes.
So that's cool. That's like we're getting close to being able to travel to different solar systems.
Yes.
So this is some Star Trek stuff.
Yeah. It's a low Earth orbit space missile delivery device. Mm-hmm. So it'll deliver a nuclear capable missile from space. They send the thing up into space. It circles the Earth.
So
as long as it needs.
Question mark.
So it goes fast, but for a short distance, like it's more of a sprint and less of a marathon type of deal?
Because
I'm wondering if it can travel far distances or if it's just
circles
like a close
globe.
Right, but once you get into space, things kind of like things slow down
big.
And you don't need as much propulsion.
Yeah.
Right, to move as fast. Right, yeah.
Then I'll be impressed.
Up. Right.
We still got like 200 years until Star Trek times, so.
Really?
Right, isn't it? I'm going to really make myself sound like a nerd here.
No,
I think it's 2,270 around there.
Yeah, I think you're right, as a matter of fact, for at least Star Trek, the original series.
Yeah, but don't they kind of all stretch in that span?
Well, they do now.
There's a timeline of...
Yeah.
Anyways.
Thank you for being the nerd.
You're welcome.
I don't know if you'd call me a Trekkie or a Trekker. There are distinct definitions for both of those words, but I am a fan of the Star Trek universe, if you will. I've watched them all of them, like every episode, every movie. I've seen them all.
So I hate to get off track, but just really quick, we need a vote. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Well, see, I'm...
Favorite.
I'm ambivalent. I love both.
Me too. But you got to pick one.
Tiebreaker, then. Star Wars.
Boom.
Well, you're in the minority, then.
No, because you're both and she's both, so there's 3 votes for Star Wars.
If I had to pick one, it would be Star Wars. I do have 2 Star Wars tattoos, and I have no Star Trek tattoos, so if that kind of speaks volumes.
Phaser to my head, I'd go Star Trek.
Okay.
Nerds.
Phaser or blaster?
Phaser.
Okay.
I like the sound it makes when it opens up.
Okay.
You remember the old Nokia,
Nokia
flip phones?
Yeah.
I used to have one that made the sound when you open it up. I can't make the sound because I don't know how to imitate that sound, but, you know, the Star Trek chirp, the Trek chirp.
Yeah.
I don't even know the
sound.
Getcha.
Also, Star Trek is responsible for shook. What is that? What's shook? That's the sound that space doors make when you walk through them.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you talking about?
Shook. Right?
Yeah, you're starting to out nerd me.
Yeah.
Anyways, carry on.
Don't worry, I can hold my own with the best of nerds sometimes. Not all the time. There are many nerds who out nerd me by, large stretches.
Sorry, bro, I'm just not that into Pokemon.
Come on.
Into Pokemon. Somebody I was talking to recently was trying to get me to watch, I don't know, the cartoon spinoff of either Star Wars or Star Trek, I'm not sure.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, I haven't watched animation since, like, you know, the original G.I. Joe animation.
Okay, so you
right,
were
like outside
out.
Of outside of, like I do watch South Park, right? Like, I watched The Simpsons. I haven't watched an episode of The Simpsons in a decade, Right. So, like, I will watch some animation here and there, but generally it's adult humor, and it's got to be like that 12-year-old funny animation, right? Ren and Stimpy, you know, somewhere in that vein. And so I have not watched any of the animated bits for either Star Wars or Star Trek.
At least on the Star Wars side, I want to say you're missing out, because I'm like, you might have been talking to me, but I wasn't pushing it on you if we were having this conversation. I'm in the middle of the Clone Wars cartoon animated series.
Oh.
It's good.
It's good.
Right?
And you're like, oh, I'm an adult. Like, this looks like it's for kids. No. You can totally enjoy it as an adult.
I enjoy cartoons anyway. So, you know.
I would probably be better off not watching, but listening.
Okay.
To those. It's something about the actual animation itself that makes me just go,
okay.
Eh.
You need, like, a real person there.
Well, and Marvel just wrapped up, like, a tweener series, right, about the multiverse.
Right.
That was all animated as well.
I didn't watch those either. So.
You're missing out.
I didn't see that.
But I'm old, so, like, I come from a time when, you know, there was a time when you graduated from cartoons, right? Cartoons were for kids. And
never graduated.
You just stopped watching them. And that's what I did. I stopped watching cartoons. And I just never started again outside of the ones that I mentioned, South Park, for example.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
We had a conversation similar to this, but I was having a conversation with somebody else.
Yeah, I wasn't. I wouldn't push it on anybody, but I do. Yeah. You know, I do enjoy.
Oh no, this was my other friend was like, "Oh, dude, you have to." You know, and I'm like, "I don't have."
It fills in gaps.
Now I don't want to. Yeah.
It fills in gaps to stories.
So how did we get on? Oh yeah, we were talking about space missiles
and nerds,
right?
Space nerds. Wars.
Space, the final frontier.
That's the knockoff Star Wars. Some low-budget movie house does.
Oh, this is something that I suffer from. It's an ailment. I don't know if it's an official ailment, but I suffer from what I call GoBot syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Right, and so this is, for those of you who don't know what a GoBot is in our listening audience, at first there were Transformers, more than meets the eye.
And then there were knockoff Transformers.
And then there were sort of the generic version of the Transformers called GoBots. And they were literally less expensive to purchase.
Of course.
Than the Transformers were if you were to go buy the actual, the car that turns into a robot or whatever, that kind of a thing. And so... You know, it was Christmas. I was 10 or something. I don't know. And I want Transformers for Christmas. I didn't get Transformers. I got GoBots.
Aww.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. And this has continued through my life, right? Like, something really cool will come out, and I can't afford it. But then there will be, like, the generic version of it. And then somebody will gift it to me, or somehow I'll end up with it. And so, yeah, I suffer from what I call GoBot syndrome.
Brand name or bust, baby?
Oh, bust.
Bust, nah. Depending on the item, I will buy once, cry once.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we are going to talk about a man who plunged 9 stories from a high rise. And did he survive? We'll find out. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
These days, Americans who never heard of the term supply chain before are getting a good education in it. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said today that passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill would go a long way to improving the current supply chain situation.
There are $17 billion in the president's infrastructure plan for ports alone.
Speaking there on CNN's State of the Union, Buttigieg saying the Biden administration's Build Back Better agenda would not only make infrastructure better and shore up supply chain issues, but it would also slow down inflation. No news in the past hour about the 17 or more American missionaries reportedly being held hostage in Haiti. The Washington Post says a notorious gang is believed to be behind the kidnappings of that group of mostly Americans on Saturday, and the State Department says they're aware of it and they're working on it. And this is USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if not enough Americans get vaccinated, there's a possibility of a fifth wave of COVID-19 overspreading America. President Biden's chief medical advisor telling Fox News Sunday about 66 million people eligible to get the shots are still not doing it. Fauci saying the country is running the risk of another wave of the virus, adding it's preventable. Fauci says the more people who get vaccinated, the less likely there'll be another surge of the virus heading into the winter. The first Bitcoin Futures Exchange Traded Fund, or ETF, in America is set to begin trading this upcoming week. According to an amended filing from ProShares, CNBC says the Bitcoin Strategy ETF had a proposed listing date for Monday, but trading might not begin until later in the week. Although the SEC is not formally approving the Bitcoin Futures ETF yet, it is, though, still allowed to be traded for now. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and dial 603-283-6160.
Phones are working.
Yeah, phones are working.
Woo-hoo.
This is Free Talk Live. In the studio with myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We're going to tell you about this guy who fell 9 stories from a New Jersey high-rise. In just a bit, but first let's go to the phones. We have Robert from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to say that I think a few minutes ago, someone at your radio station predicted that we might have to wait until the year 2270 for the technology to travel interstellar, like, you know, with Star Trek and that kind of thing. But actually, I don't really think you can put a timeline on it, because I don't think you realize what kind of technologies would be behind that. First of all, you wouldn't be able to do it with our present technologies, because you'd have to far exceed the speed of light in order to really get around to visiting other societies. What you'd have to do is you'd have to have wormhole technology.
Right.
That would mean harvesting the power of the universe. In other words, we're at energy level zero. We'd have to get to energy level 3 to open up a wormhole through which we could pass somebody. And the fact of the matter is that it's very difficult to say how long it would take us to develop and be able to use all the underlying technologies. And that's why I would say there's no way we can even begin to predict when that would possibly be.
Yeah, let me stop you right there, Robert, because
your prediction is already wrong, Nikki.
Man.
Well, I don't think she was predicting. No. What she was saying, Robert, was that the Star Trek original series supposedly took place on, what was the date?
around the year 2270-ish. There.
So, but you are correct, Robert, in that, yes, it would take some incredible technology. If you are watching the current Star Trek offering known as Discovery, they actually propose traveling on something called the Mycelium Network, which is something that actually exists. I'm trying to remember.
Isn't that like a mushroom thing?
It is. It's very much a mushroom thing. One of
it's
the
like an underground network of fungi, basically, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the character's name on the show now because it's the same as the University of Washington researcher who did all the research on magic mushrooms. And he's the one who put this into play. So they used this guy's name in the show.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, the name of this particular guy in Star Trek Discovery is the same.
Would you travel through a wormhole if the technology was proven and viable?
Yes, I would. Robert, would you travel through a wormhole?
Yes, if the technology were, if I believe that the technology were correct, absolutely. I mean, either you can do it or you can't do it. But I certainly wouldn't experiment with something that would halfway done. But we wouldn't do that. I'm sure we would know what we were doing when we got to that point. So I would have no compunctions against it. No problem with that. Yes, absolutely.
Nikki?
I wouldn't be the first person to do it, but like if people were doing it and it was a thing, yeah, for sure.
You probably wouldn't be the first. It's like if this did happen, and I hate to say it, it's likely going to be some sort of government program. And they would likely experiment on soldiers first.
Well, okay.
Or the people.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Robert. We appreciate it.
I get it. But those are the people going like, dude, you signed up. Your government property. Go through the wormhole.
I know.
We got to see what happens.
Like, if I were presented the opportunity to be the first, I would totally do it.
Yeah. Cool.
Like, I realize, you know, I'm not a government person, you know, obviously, I'm not in the military, right. I'm not in NASA, anything like that, but if, like, they're just like, we need a random volunteer, or, like, you know, I won the lottery of, like, hey, go through the wormhole first, I'd be like, sure, why not?
I felt the same way about, like, manned Mars missions.
Yeah.
Like, if you needed a guinea pig, send me. I'm there. Sign up. On the dotted line, day one, put me on Mars.
Yeah,
so
no.
So be it.
That's not me. I'm not a pioneer type of person.
The guy's name is Paul Stamets.
Stamets. I didn't know that's who you're talking about.
Yeah, Paul Stamets is the...
His name. They use his name for a character
in Discovery?
They use his
name for a character in Star Trek Discovery. He's the doctor that sort of engineers this mycelial network that allows the ship to sort of jump to wormhole from point A to point B without having to travel at, like, warp speed or something.
I totally missed that. And I think I was watching Discovery, or I got into it more before I kind of discovered Paul Stamets.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's why, too.
So I didn't know any of this. I started watching the first series of Discovery, and I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. That's a neat concept, you know, kind of a thing. And then a friend of mine was like, hey, I understand you're watching the new Discovery. And I'm like, yep. And he's like, well, what do you think about Paul Stamets? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, he's like, well, you know, they based that on, like, a real dude. And I'm like, no way, right? And this particular friend of mine happens to be very into... Yeah, he's a nerd about mushrooms, okay?
Okay.
Was, you know, other psychedelics and that kind of stuff. He studies this stuff. And so he's a huge nerd about it. And so he knew about Paul Stamets before they used him in Star Trek. And he's telling me all the background on it. He just happens to have been, I think he was teaching at the University of Washington at the time, whenever this came out, the first season. And so my friend was all about it. And he was telling me all this stuff that I can't remember. He told me a whole bunch of stuff about how he, you know, he actually studied this. And it's based on his actual research. But and so because somebody, one of the showrunners, one of the writers of the show, was also a fan of his, and so they approached him and they said, hey, can we use your name? Because we're using this as a, you know, sort of a, I mean, they put a spin on it, right?
Of course.
You know, they have
it's a dramatization.
Science fiction is what it is, right? But and he was like, sure. And so they named this character Paul Stamets in the show.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not enough to get me to watch the show, but I credit where it's due. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
You're not a Star Trek fan?
No, not at all. Zero Star Trek.
So how do you know you don't like it if you've never seen it?
Right.
Because I have no desire to start.
That's okay. Okay.
That's how I feel about animation.
Yeah, that's fine.
I already waste incredible amounts of time doing things I would otherwise be productive.
Which is why I said I would, if it was me, I wasn't pushing it, but I do watch it. I do. I like cartoons. All kinds.
Okay.
Always have. Never really stopped watching cartoons in some form or fashion.
What do you know? All right, so this from the New York Post. No segue. We're just going right into it.
Just dive right in. Let's do it.
Well, that's kind of funny you say that. The headline reads, man plunges 9 stories from New Jersey high-rise, lands on a BMW.
That's the coolest part right there.
And survives. Do you suppose if it had been a different brand of car, like a Volkswagen or something, like he'd be dead? Do you suppose the BMW specifically is what saved his life?
If I was part of BMW marketing, that would definitely be part of it now. Right? And I think if it was any lesser of a vehicle, they probably wouldn't have labeled it in the headline. Right.
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't be like, on this Honda Civic.
Right. Landed on a Prius
landed
and survived.
On an 82 Chevy Citation.
Right.
Yeah.
The BMW, man. Durable and padded.
A man plunged 9 stories from a high-rise in Jersey City, landed on a BMW, miraculously survived, according to officials and a witness. The 31-year-old crashed through the roof of the black Beamer 330i parked below 26th Journal Square at 10:20 a.m. Wednesday, then stood up with his right arm dangling at his side and asked, what happened?
Yeesh.
See, and for the BMW, they even list the model.
Lady,
yeah.
Right?
It's a nice car.
Yeah.
Well, this particular one isn't so nice anymore.
But that, how cool is that, though? I mean, injured, yes, right? But just an arm at this
point? Yeah, that's crazy.
Conscious? Going like, what? I was a minute ago, a second ago, I was up there, and now, whose car is this?
21-year-old Christina Smith was the witness who told this to the New York Post. I heard a big boom, and I didn't think it was a person at first, said Smith. The back window of the car just busted out, exploded. Then the guy jumped up and started screaming. His arm was all twisted. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, man.
I don't think she was a Valley Girl. But she says, I was shocked. It was like being in a movie, said Smith, who works in sales and had been strolling to a nearby McDonald's. He was like, what happened? And I was like, you fell.
It's awesome.
It kind of reminds me of the scene from, like, Gone in 60 Seconds. Where it was like, are you okay? Because you just went through a wall. You just fell 9 stories, bro.
603-283-6160. We'll get to the bottom of this. Well, I guess
the thing.
I guess we'll have our fall intercepted by a BMW and learn more about this man's story when we come back. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in studio, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. It is the Sunday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Church is in session. The sermon has already begun. We're into, what, the third segment already of first half. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable cryptocurrency user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines for all of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we haven't really dug much into this story of the man who fell, what, nine stories?
Yeah. What's the furthest you've ever fallen and survived?
Well, fallen. That's, you know, like, we used to jump off of, like, a two-story garage or story, you know, the big garage with, like, the storage area on top. We used to jump onto, like, two or three mattresses in the side yard. And a friend of mine actually ended up breaking his leg so. And so he would go to school and have the big, long cast and the crutches. And then he got the crutches off. And then we were still doing the thing. So he was like, I got the crutches on. I can finally participate again. And he breaks the other leg.
Oh, no way. Oh, my gosh. What are the odds?
Well, at least you know it you know, heals up stronger.
There you go.
So, yeah, you know, at your own risk, of course. So I guess that would be the furthest that I've fallen and survived.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot of, like, quarry jumping or, like, cliff jumping into bodies of water.
Oh.
But that's, like, I don't know, like, what, 40 feet up?
Yeah.
Like not...
A couple, three, four stories.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I've taken that big of a fall, like, from any height.
Yeah,
I was a little scared of heights in high school, so I decided to overcome that by dangling off the ledge of the third story.
Yeah.
But never fell.
We had the Olympic-sized pool and the diving things, the platforms, not the springboard ones, yeah. But just the platform that you like stand on and then dive from. They're like concrete, but like
yeah, those ones that are really high up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We had those. I never did the top one. I only did like the one before the top side, and I think that was really not that big a deal, but. That's it. I mean, so, like, this to me is, like, I can't imagine falling nine stories.
Nine stories.
Yeah, and my first thought was...
I don't even know if there's a building in New Hampshire that's nine stories high.
Yeah, honestly, I have... Yeah, exactly. I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... I don't think I've seen a building nine stories high here in New Hampshire. I've been here 2 years. Two plus. So, at any rate, my first thought is this guy trying to commit suicide? What's going on? Richie, if you're telling me that may not be the case, will it be revealed?
I skimmed the article. I gleaned the article a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah. It's revealed that it doesn't appear that way.
Did you want to... Do you have it up?
I do have it up. Do you want me to just pick up where you left off?
If you want to, yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. I was shocked. It's like in a movie, said the girl who works in sales, strolling nearby McDonald. He was like, what happened? And I was like, you fell. I was thinking, thank God, it probably helped that he had a fluffy jacket on.
Oh, I don't think so, but sure.
She said, adding she thought the coat may have shielded him from deeper wounds. Okay, maybe. Maybe deeper wounds.
Yeah, like maybe like glass and stuff, but I don't think it would have like prevented broken bones.
In the picture that they have in this particular post, they do show shattered glass, and he is wearing a puffy jacket.
Yeah. It looks like, where he's crawling out of, it looks like it could also have been like a sunroof, moonroof type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that could have absorbed a little bit of the energy and dispersed it in the broken glass on the way down.
Yep.
She quickly called 911, then took jaw-dropping photos and videos. Okay, good. See? She dialed 911 first, and then...
Oh, instead of... Right, okay. And then she went all TMZ on him.
Right. of the aftermath, including graphic footage of the man screaming in pain with upper body injuries. The video also shows a face mask strap still dangling from the guy's ear.
Thank God he was wearing a mask.
Quite roughly falling.
Yeah, he might have died if he wasn't wearing the mask.
Those COVID masks work. They keep the virus off you and prevent you from falling.
Don't let CNN get a hold of this. That's exactly what they'll say. This man would have died if it wasn't for his surgical mask.
Luckily, he had on his COVID mask. The man who jumped from an open window on the ninth floor was rushed to a hospital by ambulance, and it was in critical condition Thursday, said New Jersey's city spokeswoman Kimberly Wilson.
So he did jump.
Well, but it goes on, but I don't remember it being like a suicide. Okay. I don't think we'll find out.
Continue.
The man didn't work inside the building, and it was unclear why he was there, workers and witnesses said. He refused to give cops his name and was not being cooperative as of Thursday afternoon, according to a source familiar with the case.
Attaboy.
Yeah. He fell into the car through the sunroof. There you go. Then climbed out of the car and fell onto the ground. He was trying to get up, but people were telling him to stay down. You don't know how hurt you are, said Mark Bordeaux, 50, who works in the building and saw the aftermath of the jump. So he stayed there until police and ambulance came. He kept saying, leave me alone. Oh, yeah, I guess so. I want to die. Maybe what the hell was I reading? Huh.
I don't see another purpose to jump from out of a nine-story window.
I mean, entertainment, obviously.
Understood.
Obviously. Just to ruin this person's BMW.
You saw one of his arms was clearly broken, but he was conscious. He was moving, he said. I maybe it was just a different source. I can't imagine having a different article. But I was reading something where it was someone who fell, but wasn't pushed and didn't jump. Like it was unclear how they got up there and fell. He wanted to die. That's his agenda. But God had something else in mind. God. Police were investigating Thursday, but he said the incident doesn't involve suspicious circumstances, according to Wallace Scalzone. People who have plunged from much lower heights have died or killed others in recent months, including a man who jumped from a parking garage in San Diego, California in September landed on a woman below, killing them.
We covered briefly on Free Talk Live where, the dude jumped, and instead of killing himself, he landed on somebody else, killed both of them, apparently. They do have some photos of this car, and it is wrecked.
Yep.
Like, the roof is caved in, so much so that you can see the headrests of the back seats fully exposed as if it was sort of a convertible of sorts, but the frame still exists on either side of it.
Mm.
Glass is everywhere, of course, and I mean, I'd be surprised if they don't say that this guy's car is stolen. Can you imagine being the guy who owned this Beamer?
That's what I'm saying. If it was a based on what I know about Beamer owners, he's probably more concerned about the car.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like this guy. How am I supposed to get to work today?
I mean, what kind of a tale would you be able to tell, right? Imagine, you know, let's say it's a dude and he owns the Beamer and he goes home. Let's say he's married and he goes home to the wife and he's like, "You'll never guess what happened to me today."
Or to make the call to the boss, like, "Hey, I'm not going to make it in. You're not going to believe it. This dude just landed on my car."
If I were this guy's boss and he called in like that, I'd be like, "I got to have some evidence, yo. I need some pics. I need video." Yeah.
It'll be on TMZ in the morning, man. Just wait for the news cycle.
Wow. Joyzy. You never know what's going to happen.
Crazy place.
I never, like, I always wondered, like, why, if someone was trying to commit suicide, like, why is jumping what you'd pick? There are so many better ways to, you know, do it rather than to jump. Like, there's just so much room for error, clearly, because this guy landed on a car instead of the pavement, which is probably what he was expecting. But
biological imperative for survival is very strong.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Right, but the act of jumping costs nothing. People jump from things all the time. So you can overcome the biological imperative to not jump by simply jumping.
And so what happens, so what happens is during the, we'll call it flight, during the fall, if you will, is when your biological survival mechanisms kick in.
Right.
And you can't do anything about it. So you've made the decision to jump, and that's a decision you can overcome the mechanisms.
Right.
But then during the fall, your mechanisms all kick in.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sure a lot of people who have committed suicide this way, you know, while they're falling, like, "Oh, crap."
Yep.
Right? Like, "Oh, I wish I wouldn't have done this."
There's a weird psychological thing that when you get to, like, really high heights and look down, there's, like, an impetus to want to jump.
No, not for me.
Understood.
Uh-uh,
but
no.
But people experience that.
Yeah.
Like, the desire to jump, even though they're not suicidal at all.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, I have a very healthy fear of heights. And when I go, even, like, sightseeing, you know, you go up on a tall building to do the overlook, my legs get all gelatinous and, like, weird. Yeah, I don't like that at all. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. Hour number two is next. What did the U.S. Treasury Department say about the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.